वरदान लुटाने वाले सद ज्ञान सुनाने वाले।
Who doesn't know Sister Bini? Okay. अच्छा Sister Bini took gyan when she was very young. Her whole family is with Baba and they live in Mount Abu. And very recently she did her PhD in spiritual, Baba's spiritual knowledge, and she got her doctorate in that. So it was all because of Baba's blessings. She has very many experiences to share. And her brother runs the global shop in the global hospital. You all must have visited that shop. Did I have all of you visited the shop? Yeah. So her brother, her father also sits in that shop. They're very, very lovely family. And she's in the global hospital too, as PRO and managing, things. So she will share how the miracles of Baba's blessings work and different on the basis of different experiences, her own and others, maybe also others or just your own?
No, others.
Okay. So she has come all the way, actually it's a working day in the hospital, but she took out time to be with all of you. Okay? You can ask her any questions too. And she has traveled a lot. She was recently in Canada for some months, also in other places, USA. She traveled everywhere on invitations, and she can share that also.
Thank you, Shiluvan. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So it is very, very special pleasure, and I feel it is also a blessing meeting Baba's very special children from all different corners of the world. And coming in Madhuban is again a special lottery, special, I can say it is also a blessing. I request you that please come closer so we will have more sharing, because lots of sofas are vacant. Please come closer. Brother, please come. From UK, yeah. Come in front. Because it is a small group, so we can be more compact. So today's topic is our topic of every one of us, where somewhere we are all connected, because Baba's life, Baba's Brahmin life is actually a blessing. And I feel that personally, and of course I will be also sharing the experiences, that how the miracles, so many miracles of Baba's blessings in our life, and it is a very easy method of flying, and it is also a method in which sometimes in our life we feel we are doing so many efforts and Baba's directions are there, and we keep on doing hard work sometimes and we feel that yoga is not powerful. But every day Baba's blessings, they are very powerful instrument. To become powerful and feel that how Baba's work, everything is happening in a very, very effortless way. Because by the time you become very tired, recently as Sister Shilu was mentioning, I had a chance of going to US and also mainly to Chicago, and it was very historic event and very prestigious event, that I had to go twice to Chicago, and it was 150th anniversary of Swami Vivekananda. All of you know that Chicago is very famous. And more than 3,000, almost 4,000 people were there when I had a chance of speaking, representing Brahma Kumaris and sharing Dadi Janki's message. You know, when I was thinking this, when I took leave from Dadiji, and Dadiji said, she was very happy to know, and she said, no, this is God's plan. And I felt that, you know, this recent one, of course, so many things are happening in our life, but the recent one I'm sharing, that, you know, how Baba creates an opportunity when people like Swami Ramdev, six people from India, Swami Ramdev, Swami Chidanand, Swami Lokesh Muni, and there was one Dr. Prem's Sadhvi Bhagwati, you know, they were all international figures, were with me. So I was representing from Brahma Kumari's Mount Abu, and it was so wonderful that I surrendered my intellect to Baba, and I said, Baba, because I feel I am very blessed. We should always feel we are blessed, because I was 6 years old when I came in Baba's knowledge to Madhuban, the first children, as Sister Shilu has already introduced, that playing in the courtyard, not knowing anything much of yoga, and nobody given a 7 days course, but playing in the courtyard and with lots of love and blessings. How Baba prepares us for further service, this is what I felt when I started serving in Global Hospital. And I felt that, you know, once when we surrender our intellect to Baba, that this is what I felt when I was in Chicago, and they called me on the stage. Of course, I was in speakers, but they will be going to call me first among all, actually. They called me first. And three times they called, and first they called me to introduce Brahma Kumaris. You can imagine 4,000 people, nothing, we didn't spend any penny. And Baba's message, all top people of the world and America, they were there, so spiritual leaders, governor was there. And I, you know, shared Dadi's message and also Brahma Kumaris, and out of six speakers, those they selected that day, and I was the first one to speak after that, after candle lighting, and Swami Ramdev was sitting like you are sitting in front of me, and all of them, they were in the first row and not on the stage, because they were calling one after another on the stage. And of course, I don't have the presentation. I recently shared in the Global Hospital in one get-together of local people, because some of the local VIPs, including STM and all, they were requesting me, they wanted to see the video of that event. So when I was, you know, sharing, I just went on the stage and I said to Baba, I already, you know, dedicated my intellect. I said, Baba, now you have to do everything, because they all top speakers, they use all Sanskrit shlokas, long speeches, and now you have to do it, because not me. How the miracles happening, that's the one I'm recent one I'm sharing. And I went on the stage and I felt I was not there. That was the miracle. And I started speaking. And I didn't prepare, and I spoke the same lines. Of course, my PhD, I integrated Swami Vivekananda's works a lot to represent that how they, you know, have awakened the world with their, you know, philosophies. They guided the humanity. So I spoke the words, divine brothers and sisters of America, the same lines which, of course, Vivekananda hasn't used the divine word. So when I spoke these words, the whole hall was clapping actually. And this was not in my mind to speak like how Baba is making us to, you know, use. And I started the speech with the very popular words of Swami Vivekananda, arise, awake, do not sleep, awake. So I conducted after that. The Baba given me powerful, you know, touching at that time, give them experience. Because they were listening, but they wanted experience. And when I conducted meditation with Baba's inspirations, with the theme of awakening, spirituality, so almost 20 minutes, because so many people were there, all of them, they were all sat in silence, including Swami Ramdev, all of them, they were doing meditation with those words they were experiencing, because of course it was not our venue in which, you know, we can make people, but they all sat in silence. And after that, when the program was over, they all came and they said this was the best experience they had. And I felt at that time how it is the miracles of Baba's blessings, because once every day, see, we receive Baba's blessings. And otherwise, if we keep on thinking it is just a pressure on us and what we are going to do, then it sometimes we become heavy. But Baba's blessings, because what happens in Laukik world also, all of you remember that, you know, simply they use the word many times. Mainly elderly people, they use the word. What they use the word? God bless you. See, God bless you, they never say, I am blessing you. God bless you. Because blessing word is very powerful. There is a difference between good wishes and blessings. Because Baba has defined in the Murli of 86 year the difference. So what do you feel the difference? Because when I am sharing this experience, I feel Baba's blessings at the time at Chicago, 2-3 days, lot of souls got Baba's message, because how Baba is, you know, wonderfully giving us that power and we become just like an instrument. I think all of you have experience. It's not mine experience actually, but you must have, all of you have. You have your personal experiences? You have, no, all of you, or not? You have. You have already. And what is, you know, what a fortune that if we, every day if you see that Baba is giving us so many blessings, but each morning without fail, we receive Baba's blessings. What is today's blessing? In the Murli? Jnani? Yes? Jnani? Any one of you? Only one line? Ji? Yeah. Accurate and now say loudly, everybody will listen you. Yeah, elevated, you know, success, when we will be successful. You know, once when Baba is giving us this blessing, it means at least for the whole day, that blessings work very powerfully. You know, that is what you see, that it is so powerful, because whole day, you know, when like this type of a class, when we were asking Dadi Prakashmani, Madhuban Nivasis, Dadiji, what is the secret of your stage, of so elevated stage, and you are so light actually. So many things come in front of Dadi Prakashmani. How many of you have seen Dadi Prakashmani? Most of you have seen. Okay. How many are first timers sitting here? Those are meeting for first time. Okay. So welcome first timers. So you must have listened the experiences of Dadiji when it was asked to Dadiji. And Dadiji says that I don't, you know, of course we know that Dadiji used to read Murli for 2 to 3 times. But she shared that Murli is blessing for her. Whole day it works like a miracle because Baba is just taking all the burdens from her. What a great responsibility. We have witnessed Dadiji very closely, that we never saw Dadiji pressurized or sitting in that posture when, you know, now so many things, everything is so, you know, if you see that it is globally, it is becoming, but at that time Dadiji was controlling, guiding everything, India and also abroad. So good connections were there at that time. That was the foundation Dadiji laid. So she said, every day's Murli's blessings. So in our day-to-day life also, so I was just coming to the same point again, difference between good wishes and blessings. What do you feel that good wishes? Everybody of you have very good experience of good wishes. Because good wishes are the foundation for blessings. When we receive blessings, okay? Can you share this? How or when we receive the blessings? Do we receive blessings? All of us we have received, that's why we are sitting here now. This is not a blessing. This is a great blessing that we are here. You are very fortunate. You all are fortunate. So good wishes, when we apply Baba's knowledge for others, because Baba's one Murli of 80s is added with giving and receiving blessings. You know, their connection. If we don't give good wishes, do we receive that? So, pure feelings and good wishes and pure feeling. How many of you have read that book? It's a beautiful book. Beautiful book, all the collection of good wishes and pure feelings. Pure feelings for others, good wishes for them. Sometimes we know that souls and their, you know, sanskars are very different. The moment they come in front of us, so what we feel at that time? First thought is what? So Baba is giving us a practice that if we give pure feelings for them, supporting them, so more we give pure feelings and good wishes, then it is becoming blessings. Because they bless us. You see, many times, I don't know about your other countries, but in India, it is right from the ancient time, it was considered to touch the feet of elders because they will be going to bless you. They will bless you. So they bless, always bless, because it was considered their words very powerful. Long live or happy living, you know. Lots of money will be, of course, not a first thing, but sukhi raho. Those know Hindi, how many knows Hindi? Khush raho, be happy, be healthy, be happy. This is what the blessings. But they always at Pramatma aapko khush rakhe. Adding gods. Because our, when we say, when we can exchange as Brahmins good wishes. But blessings are, whose blessings are? God's blessings, Baba's blessings. So that is why the stock of good wishes and pure feelings helps us to fly, because Baba is saying that now the time is already gone of those efforts which we used to make in childhood days, isn't it? But now the time is to fly, isn't it? So we are flying now already? We are flying or not? Yes, we are flying, correct. I just share you the example of one of the experiences of good wishes, miracles of how it helps because of our words. When we become Baba's children, we should be very, very careful what we speak. Because our words affects the soul. How we translate our thoughts into words, they becoming true, and specifically these days they are becoming true. What we speak to them. And this I have experienced when I came in Global Hospital, because my background is not medical and I'm not a doctor. Of course I did later on PhD in spirituality. So when I came, at that time, I kept this in my mind and Baba given me the inspiration that, you know, what we can give, the quickest and the fastest thing when you can exchange. Whosoever out there in the wards or they are as a patients, that we can just, the only few words with the positive feeling, even if we speak to them, okay, you will be all right. You will be all right is really working very, very successfully, because later on they take our word, because they take our words as very precious, and when they get discharged, many souls, they say, yes, yes, you have given us blessing, you have given us God's blessing, everything happened. For example, you also, because many souls are sick these days, not physically, along with physically, they are mentally sick. What they require. What they require? Do they require that 7 days course time is already gone, Baba said. Even people don't have 3 days time. Do they have? No, hardly. That's why we stopped saying 7 days please come, because they become afraid. They feel they'll not able to come. Please come, come today, tomorrow, come whatever time you have. Just in that time, Baba says that whatever experience we can give them and we can connect with Baba. So, three things helps us a lot for creating blessings, receiving blessings, and how we receive and how can we continue? Well, first thing is that when we give good wishes, what we feel actually. What we feel personally. Happy. What else? Happiness is, of course, immediately happiness comes to us. What else is there? Ji? Merciful. Yeah. That's also very important. Power inside. Anything else? Lightness, love. So this is the immediate effect. And that is why the example of our remembrance of blessing is what? If you see, most of the deities, their hands are what? Like this. Baba is doing like this, no? It's never like, not of taking, but also only giving. Because this is the symbolic meaning, it's a reality we have given. But sometimes, if we become really miser, we don't want to give because we feel that it's not coming for a particular soul. So then what is required? Do we feel that it's possible or not? It is easy for everyone or not? What do you feel? Group from Malaysia. So big group is there, no? Many of them, they are teachers in this group. Yeah, anyone can share their experience also. It will be nice that how Baba's blessings have helped them to progress in the life. What do you feel? So three things which Baba underlined many, many times. To create the continuity of blessings from Baba is the first thing, to check our own self. So checking is checking of what? Of our own quality of thoughts. Because the more our thoughts are pure, and the more our thoughts are elevated, what will be the result? The moment you come in contact with anyone, like for example, checking of our own thoughts the whole day, what is the quality of my thoughts? Because then only good wishes will be possible, the more and more in between. That's where traffic control is for what? Checking the control of our thoughts. And checking the control of our quality. So checking means also observing. That I am observing that what kind of quality of thoughts I am creating for myself, for others. And after checking, the more we can check, it becomes power later on. That Baba's underline, in Hindi it is a very good word, we call it manan, means churning. When we churn, after checking we churn, Baba has underlined in the Murli that, you know, after checking, when we personally churn those things, like for example, today what Baba has given us as a blessing, to become successful, a very, very easy method to become successful. So maybe if we couple of times, wherever we get space and time, we can churn. And after churn is third thing that Baba underlines many times. That is the only possibility, that is after churning, is change. Checking, churning and change. Like all of you have accepted the change today, did you? What was today's change that you have accepted? And you were not knowing, but afterwards you accepted. What was that? Baba's program. Pardon? Yeah. So this is what you have accepted, no? When you started from your country, it wasn't in your mind, but then today you accepted that. Do you feel, any one of you feeling? Many questions? Little bit? But you have accepted, like how it was the message of Guljar Dadi. What was there? A blessing for us again. It was given to us to be ready for that. So for that we have received today, Dadi, through Dadi Janki's letter, we received the blessing of accepting that role. What was that special thing? Do you remember it was there? One is the yoga power, and the other thing? What was that? Yeah, jewels of light and spreading lights in the world. There is one Hindi word was there. Baba has given us that title today. Noor. Baba has used the word Noor-e-Ratan. So means a special blessing for us. You know, na, it is a Urdu word. Noor means lights, light, a very powerful light for the world. So that's why Muslim people call Allah Noor-e-Ilahi. So they understand, and we already, Baba, we say that divine light. So who is Noor-e-Ratan? Noor-e-Ilahi is saying to us, giving us blessing, what? Noor-e-Ratan. So it means, completely changed through Baba's blessing, Baba has prepared our mind for, brother? Yes, brother here. Baba has prepared our mind for accepting this change. So that is why you will be getting a special marks for that. When there will be a grand total, so you will be getting extra marks because you accepted Baba Srimad. So for that, three more things Baba has underlined to keep continue receiving Baba's blessing. That is what a miracle. Don't think miracle happens in a very big way. That is not only the way, but small things are also miracles. You see that many people, other people, there is a long list. All of a sudden, you get whatever you wanted. Even you are in such a flight, you get the flight, you reach to Baba's home, but later on flights they will have the problems. There is a one sister, she said to me that when I was in a trip and she was supposed to join us in that trip in the Texas, and when she started from there and she had a 6 hours flight, and she reached there, and after that next flight was cancelled because of lot of, you know, climate changes. So there was lot of rain, lot of this, so it was not. And she reached, so she says, see, this is what Baba did for me. What it can be called? Is it miracle or not? Yes, it is a miracle. So miracle is not, you know, that way you can make the list of miracles, because when you see that the many, many patients, I always share whenever I go, the heart patients of Global Hospital and Research Center, we are doing a research study, all of you know, from 15 years, these heart patients, when they come to us, 80 to 90% blockages in their corneas, and then they follow this program based on 4 aspects, the lifestyle changes and vegetarian diet, meditation, exercise. They follow later on for 6 months. And afterwards they come with their angiographies done. No blockages are there. Interesting. The cardiologist, more than 80%, 90% of the patients came with their angiographies done. In their angiographies, no blockages are there. What is that? Is it not a miracle of blessings? It is happening. Same with the diabetes patient, we are seeing it. With blood pressure patient, many, you know, souls, they said they were taking a long time, they were taking a blood pressure medicines. Now they are not taking. Interesting. What is that? Is it not a miracle? It is a miracle. Anybody is here? Those have got their health improved after becoming Baba's children? Yeah, yes, sister. Yours, no? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, see that. Clapping for her. 5-6 surgery. Imagine that. This is what our experience, you know, how Baba helps. and she came, she is with us now. So this is happening because Baba's blessings, when we give so much of, you see, in this world, they give, the gurus only give the blessings and the people think, oh, they are so blessed because they met the guru. Anyone, whosoever is respected. And they just meet them, they said, okay, blessing. And they feel, oh, they have achieved everything of the world. But here, who is giving us everyday blessing? Yeah. Yes, please come. Introduce yourself also.
My name is Rajkumar. I am from Vienna, Austria.
You are a doctor, no? You are a doctor, no? You are a
yes,
doctor.
I am a homeopathic doctor.
Yeah. You want to use the mic? Take, please.
Okay.
We had some guests from South America. We have some guests from South America. And he had limited flight, you know, if he misses his flight, he will not get the other flight, he will have to spend another ticket money. So me and some other sister, you know, we went from his hotel to the airport and it was too late. We reached there late, it was raining too much. And we thought he will not get the flight. We sent him to the door of the baggage and everything. And then we came back. And later on, next day, we got his email. He told, this was so much rain, the airport was closed. It was declared that the airport is closed for 4 hours. And that was enough time for him to get that flight. It was a real wonder. When we received his email next day, he says, Baba's wonder, I want to tell you. Yeah. Thank you very much. And one more I want to share you. A sister has told, I being a doctor, that the sister has told that doctors are always telling, theek ho jaoge, theek ho jaoge, theek ho jaoge, especially in our global hospital. This affects a lot to the patient. And when the patient is getting better, he says, this is all the blessing from the doctor. Thank you.
Thank you, Shanti brother. So, whatever these kind of experiences, we should keep remembering and churning such things to make ourselves the blessed one, because we all are very, very blessed. So I was, just remembering the story that how the Guru's word people take, you know, that they are so fortunate when they receive some blessings. So once the Guru, he used to, meditate every day in jungle, and he was sitting under the tree and he used to see the woodcutter. Every day used to come there and used to cut the wood and making lots and lots of efforts. Every day, hours and hours he was spending for all this. And he observed, and once he called the woodcutter and he told him, woodcutter, now tomorrow you go more further, go further in a further jungle. Next day, the woodcutter, he went more further and further, and he got so much, so much things of silver. So much costly things were there in the, in that forest, and he collected all. He was very much fortunate and he felt that he is blessed. And next day, this guru told him that now you go more further. And he walked more and more, covered more forest, and he went there. He got so much of things of gold, collected so much gold. He thanked Guru and asked for the next blessing. And Guru told him, now, third day he said, now you go more further and more further. And this woodcutter went in. He got diamonds and diamonds, gems and diamonds. He collected so much. And then he stopped his business of woodcutting because he became a big businessman. And he came once again to thank to the guru in jungle for all his blessings. He said, "You given me so much blessings. And you are sitting under a tree. You made me so rich, so wealthy. And you are under a tree, such a simple way you are here. You're so simple and I am so rich. Why? Why it is like that? You know everything. You made me rich and you're just simple, like ordinary." And what Guru replied? He said, "With the blessing of the Almighty, you know, I also go every day more further and further inside." You went outside? I go inside. When I go next day more inside. I get more wealth. When I go more deeper and I get more wealth. I am so rich. See the difference, you know. So he said, "Mine is an inner journey. I am very wealthy." So he realized the truth. You know, that's why Baba is saying to us, go inside, churn what Baba is giving me every day blessings. Sometimes, you know, we become little bit dry. We become dry. You know, same thing every day. Same thing, we listen murlis, going to job. So then Baba says, what to do? Add new freshness to your meditation sitting just by remembering. And I felt many times, because of course I never feel that I had to do any hard work and effort for Baba's meditation, because you enjoy the company and Baba, when just Baba is listening actually, I really tell you. Baba listens to you very clearly. Just talk to Baba. Call him when you need the help. He is always there, because Baba said, I tell you one story before sharing my story. Recently in our teacher's bhatti, in August, one sister shared the real miracle, real story. You know, you must have seen many times. A small poster now become very popular, even Dadi Janki is there with that. Baba is giving the hand. "Main hoon na. Don't worry. I am there for you." No, this is a very great blessing of Baba to us. I am there for you. And this person actually, this whole family of this person, in one of the small city, he has got the business. And what he did, that where he used to keep the money, just on the same wall, he put that picture of Baba and saying that, "Don't worry, I am there." And the thieves came in the shop and, you know, they broken the locks and they were all whole night. Then when they enter, they saw the picture. "Main hoon na, don't worry, I am there." So, you know, they didn't get the strength to take anything, whatever was there, because he was having, you know, the brother was having a strong faith, Baba is there. So the whole night they were in the shop, they didn't steal a single penny. They didn't take any money and they left the shop. Can you believe that? Yeah. See that how Baba is helping. Now you must have heard, no? Anybody is from the Philippines here, the Philippines news, no? How Baba is protecting Baba's children. You know, it's so many every day, it's all Baba's blessing. I am there for you. It's only thing is that, you know, enjoying that blessing of Baba and feeling the hand. I remember when I was doing PhD, and this was the first PhD in spirituality. And I was also facing the challenge, because when I went for my first interview, that is related with the title clearance, and they said, you cannot do PhD on this subject because you don't have any book. Brahma Kumaris hasn't got any book in the university. Like Aurobindo, Mahatma Gandhi, they have their books in the universities. The students, they're studying, then only you can do PhD. And I was trying to convince them how, you know, amount of work Brahma Kumaris they are doing. But they said, you can choose any other, but you cannot write Brahma Kumaris, which I used very clearly. Brahma Kumaris literature, it's the word is written, you know, renaissance of spirituality and values. They said, renaissance, it's all, you know, middle history, and it is a so very powerful word you are using for your organization. I said, I want this only because I know what we are doing. We are doing God's work. So they said, no, first, challenge. Then I told, given a thought to Baba. I said, Baba, you want, then you have to do now, whatever you want. I am doing for Baba and I am doing for Yajna. And I remember I got, after 6 months, a letter from Vice Chancellor. They called me again. Just believe that. When we surrender everything on Baba, Baba is doing miracle. And then before that I thought, because when we are surrendered to Baba, then let Baba give the green signal. Because that time they said mostly my guide did PhD in 8 years. Then I said, time is so precious, and if I'm going to even spend 5 years, it is quite a lot of time. And I, you know, Guljar Dadi, she brought the message for that, for this work. And Baba said, I still have so much energy of blessing of those words of Baba. Baba said, don't listen to anyone. Because so many thoughts were given by others, why I want to do, and I should leave the idea. So Baba said, don't listen to anyone. Nobody has done in Yajna, and you have to do this. And Baba given green signal that Baba is going to give you touchings. And Baba will be with you, and Baba will be going to help you. And Baba given me 2 powers at that time. The one was concentration, ekta, ekagrata, concentration, and the second was determination. And I remember from that day, I had such a strong effect of Baba's blessing, and I felt, how it is happening, who is making me right? And I completed the work, basic work, less than 2 years. 2 years I completed, because I did everything sitting in Baba's room, and Baba was touching me what to write. Baba was showing me, a strong dream came in the beginning. Baba said, given me very clear, it was like clear vision, Baba showed me Gita. And I didn't read Gita actually, because we came very young in Baba's knowledge, 6 year. So we got directly Baba's knowledge, we didn't went in so much of detail. And I saw very clearly that what Baba wants me to do, and it became a very, very powerful source for me, because in this PhD, it was academically, university also accepted that Murlis are, Avyakt and Sakhar Murlis are the foundation of our philosophy and study. And it is clearly documented. So for that, whatever Baba has used in the Murli, Manmana Bhav, Nashto Moha, no, these kind of words, with the reference of Gita, which Baba showed me. So Baba made me, you know, all these things get done with Baba's energy and blessings. Maybe it is difficult when I read again, and I don't feel that I have written. So many other stories are after that, but I am sharing 1 and 2 things. And Dadi Prakashmani came in my dream very, very clearly. Just I have not written anything. She showed me the completed work in her hands. And Dadi Prakashmani actually so many times guided. And I thought, oh, this is, everything is completed. It's already done. So it's, Baba says, no, you are victorious children of Baba. And then later on, this is as a document, official document of the university, it's Baba's references are using in Baba's service. So why I'm sharing that Baba is making, Baba's blessings are making things, everything in a more and more very easy, just for a task's sake, or just for a, we can say that as we have to do, we are doing, but who does for us? This is only one example, but we, all of you, have many, many your personal examples. Why? Because we become so, you know, less efforts. What the kind of, a, you know, tiredness in making efforts is not there, because it is a more kind of a love, kind of a listening. Because many times I used to listen, it's just Baba is saying, get up. I said, who is calling me? And I used to get up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, like I'm getting up. For what? Because I have to study. Then I used to go, and I never know, sometimes it is whole night I'm sitting, but I never feel that I'm tired. So you know, this is how Baba makes us. Then later on, when I went to President of India, because this work, you know, has created opportunity to serve many souls. So at that time, Pratibha Patil, she was governor, and she called me 3 times in a governor house. Later on, she became president for conducting the meditation sessions. And I went, afterwards she, you know, came for Baba's meeting. So those kind of things. And then she told me, out of way she called me in President House, and she wanted to see that work. And I said, see, this is what Baba's, your miracle, because it is, it belongs to you. You know, when we say, Baba, it belongs to you, it is yours. Of course we don't, it's not like that, we don't make effort. Effort in sense, whatever is there required, we do that. Surrendering it, isn't it? So that's why miracle I have used. We, Baba, use the miracle word, because things happen, and then, you know, sometimes it is so difficult, you know, to express in the word, because you feel that it's like, you know, so much love. The eyes, they get full of moist, it's tears of Baba's love in your heart. There is a miracle you remember of your whole Brahmin life. Isn't it? It's like what, you know, making you to make efforts in a, such a speedy way. And it was so surprising when I went for my Viva. Viva means it is a PhD exam. Once your university go to this, to the examiners, and one of them was double gold medalist, and he was from Udaipur. So he read the thesis, and the way he was reading, he was feeling very near to Baba, and he came to Madhuban actually. They came, the such souls, they came close to Baba. And then I remember when they took the Viva, they mostly, the system is like that, they shake you so well. They ask you any questions to make you feel fully, you can, you feel like you are sweating. This is the people experience, the whole team in front of you, they ask you questions. So when I went for Viva, they didn't, before asking any question, they given me congratulations for this work. So I said, see, this is what Baba says, no, Baba, because it is a Baba's work, no, it's not Baba making us to do. And they were asking me a questions in which I was feeling I am conducting Baba's service. And they asked me, how you will be going to give a meditation to a new soul? You know, there was a topic of meditation. So then I was, it was just like giving Baba's knowledge instead of, you know, people feeling that Baba set their, you know, so that was, so many things happen in our life that always when we have a confidence, which I feel. So that is why, along with that, three words, three things helped us to feel the miracle of Baba is, first thing is a connection. Connection is very, very important, because if Baba is giving you any touching and then we are somewhere else. So connection is very important. Be always connected with lots of love. So connected with Baba now again. So Baba's connection that makes us more and more strong, because we keep on receiving when it is more and more clear. And along with that, correction. So connection and correction every day. Baba is underlining what we have to correct also in self-checking and correction. Because correction is also very, very important. Because blessings, sometimes if you see that some souls, they don't speak to you, maybe blessing, they don't give blessing, but sometimes they expect something from us. Isn't it? They expect. Brahmin family, if we are in Brahmins, they also expect. If we are in Laukiks, so they don't speak. If we have the clear connection with Baba, we just get the right touching and that soul feels, yes, this is what I wanting, I was feeling, but you did the same. So they give us blessings. Blessings are received from very, very small acts of charity. People, charity I am calling what charity is. Not only donations that people make, of course, for them. But it is like donating your good wishes, pure feelings. Just help them. You know what they need, because I have seen in the hospital. Because sometimes we feel that the people, you know, when they are sick from mind, that sickness is very strong. They need lots and lots of our good wishes. And they, if they feel that, yes, our words, like doctor was just mentioning, if we just share them, you will be all right, you are looking good, you are healthy, you are, you know, you're doing very well. These kind of good wishes also, they are the very much support. Maybe they are very simple words, but they are very, very powerful. And that many souls, they get connected to Baba through that. If you give them heavy lessons of knowledge, maybe it will be less. Few days they understand, but not. But through that, through our this kind of donations, helping them, they need our energy. So that is a wonderful way. So that's why correction, along with connection, correction, and the last is automatically collection. Connection, correction, and collection, that what will we will be going to collect automatically. You know, people in the past, in the ancient time, they were very, very aware and they were very careful. They says, don't take what we call the another opposite word, but in Hindi we say baddua. You know, instead of blessing, you don't take anybody's curse. You know, it was why? Because somebody given from the heart is always, it was very powerful, even that also. How the powerful is the magic of the blessings from the heart is touching them and making them alright. If somebody is giving from the heart, that is also reaching us. You know that many times you feel where my happiness has gone today and why I am not feeling so energetic. But they are very subtle. So that is why Baba says that at least, of course, when we become Baba's children, Baba is teaching us the art of how to give good wishes and pure feelings to everyone. And of course, maybe you can also share if you want or if you have any questions. But of course, this is every day's topic. I feel that, we all feel that little bit of blessings, what we receive from Baba, it's creating the miracle, and just even to the new souls, wherever we are, share them what we have received, the blessing. They will be very happy. Because the moment you will be going to share them, I have felt many times in even sitting at the airports. Sometimes so many hours we have to wait, but that if you just, you know, I was feeling in this trip when we were using this badge, the Om Shanti was written. So security people, know they before taking our passport, they were saying Om Shanti. Then they were not knowing, then we used to tell them what is a very good word. They said, good message. You know, people are in America very much strict of security. So people over there also sometimes very lots of stress. But then hey, nobody is going to ask for this. You know, today's Murli batch is doing wonderful service. I have seen in the whole trip. They say Om Shanti, they say, what's the meaning of peace? So they didn't ask for passport first, they asked the meaning of peace. So see, this is the way we can connect so many souls. We have given the message through the badge. You know, it's the very, that's why Baba is saying, no? If you, badge is like a, it is a, like a protection shield for us. It is a blessing actually. It is so powerful. So it is a different ways of feeling the, you know, miracle. You know, the when the people come to know that, okay, we are for peace. For we are here for creating peace. So they become more and more happy. So now we all of us, we are very, very special, blessed Baba's children. With lots and lots of Baba's blessings are with us. And tomorrow is the day that we are finally there. We'll be going to feel that Baba is going to give extra blessings to all of us, because we have really accepted a change in a very, you know, that last year also happened in October. And so many were there, and then, you know, I remember one sister, she shared me, she didn't feel that Baba hasn't come. She says, I feel Baba was there. So see, this is what happening, a real miracle. She said, no, I didn't feel. Even my guest, first time she came, she was a first timer, she also didn't feel. Isn't it? Okay. Om Shanti, and thank you very much. The brother is not arrived, so if you have any questions, otherwise we will do one exercise in last. Okay, so anybody is having any questions to ask? Questions are there or not? Any question? Anyone has question from new first timers? So we are all blessed, no? When blessings are there, no questions. No questions. Because we have now become, you are all very experienced and fortunate. We are here to solve the questions of others. So we have reached to that stage that we are really answering other questions. So Baba says, always sing three songs. Feel Baba's blessing, bless children. The first is Baba saying, what is that song is? Yeah, yes, say loudly. Vaha mera bhagya, vaha. I think we all must learn these Hindi words. You know, these are three, four words, very wonderful. Of course, translation is there, but originally it has got so much of power. Vaha baba mera bhagya, vaha. Yes, sister, you can sing. So, vaha, Baba says, vaha main. And the second, Vah drama or Vah Baba, Parivar. So beautiful family we have. It's not a ordinary family, but they are very, very, we are very blessed. That's why we have received this very special family, isn't it? We are meeting from all different corners, all different backgrounds, but we are very, very fortunate. And third thing Baba says, what third thing is song? Yeah, so for our fortune, Baba is using the word. Not an ordinary fortune we have got. We have which fortune? Aur upar jayenge. More go further. Yes, Padma, Padam, Bhagyashali. Means, no counting. Padam means, actually the translation of Padam is, you cannot count. Your fortune, it's endless. No counting. So, we are Padma, Padam, Bhagyashali. Means no one is there to count. No computer, no mobiles, no anything. Can count the blessing, that much fortunate we are. Isn't it? So, that's why Baba is using Padma, Padam, Bhagyashali. Isn't it? So from today onwards, we will be going to have more fortune, because Baba is coming tomorrow, so we have a very special time for more yoga bhakti. So we will be going to do exercise. Yes, brother? Yeah, yes, okay. My book is published after my thesis. It's a book name is Awakening Spirituality. It has also received the Outstanding Contribution Awards in Delhi. So it is available in Gansarovar also counter, at Global Hospital reception counter. Near that we have a book counter, and also at the Global Shop, and also in the Shantivan it is. And here also I think in 1-2 days it will, maybe tomorrow or day after, it will come at the Om Shanti Bhavan counter also. So you can, I mean that is, can give you a more little bit of, for the new souls and even for the new BKs also, that is giving a little bit more detail of the history. So okay, we are ready for the exercise now, of the blessings exercise. Because the brother is not here, I thought of we will use the song. So, all just get up from your place. You are all sitting from long time. So, before doing this exercise, I just want to share this little story, and then we will do this. There was once a 80 years old person. He died in road accident. It's a real story. And when he was died, and his postmortem was done, and then the doctor actually was asking the question to his daughter that what problem he was having, what was his problem, and what medicines, what he was doing. He said, no, he was not having, the daughter replied, he was not having any problem. Nothing was there. Then he asked again, to please just check, do you know that whether he has any problem or health problem, anything was there. She said again, no, nothing was there. Then doctor replied that this, old man would have died 20 years back. He is still alive. He didn't die actually. He said because all the organs of his body, they stopped working almost. And this person didn't die. Still alive. And the truth came that this, person, person was every day, he was saying and getting the blessing from God that I am becoming better and better every day. I am becoming better and better every day. I am becoming healthier every day. So by creating such powerful thoughts about his health, I was having a slide which I showed in my lecture in Texas. You know, his all organs, due to his positive thoughts and good wishes, worked like a miracle. And doctor later on said how he is alive. He lived so many years. How he lived? Because his organs were not working actually. It is a truth. So let's now, all of you, just whatever is your favorite blessing, we will stand in silence first. Choose any of the best blessing which you really like for you. There's so many are there. Just keep in your mind and heart today together and create lot of happiness. Feel that Baba's blessing's hand is on your head. Feel that blessing's hand on your head. And now, with that hand, we will be just for a few minutes feeling that. Just you put, take each other's hand, brother this side. We have sofas there, otherwise we would have made the circles. Ek dusre ke haath pakad lenge. Sister this side, where are you standing? Catch each other's hand. And now sing this song. Baba apne kamal kar diya. Many thank you. Yes, stand up everybody. Kamal. Feel the blessing hand on your head, on your whole body. Get the energy, full energy. Baba is just taking care of me.
Baba, aapne kamal kar diya. Hamare Baba, aapne kamal kar diya.
And today, don't keep anything. Everything is past now. Anything, whatever has happened, it's gone, and now so many blessings are with me today. Feel light, feel more energetic, feel more powerful, that I am so great, Baba's fortunate child.
Hum to the uljhan mein marg bataya aapne.
Those know Hindi, they can sing loudly.
Hum to the ghaflat mein aake jagaya aapne.
Hum to the ghaflat mein aake jagaya aapne.
Aapki meethi drishti ne
humko nihal
kar diya. Haan nihal kar diya. कमाल कर दिया हमारे बाबा ओ प्यारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया
के ओम शांति नाउ गुड क्लैपिंग फॉर यू योरसेल्फ दैट आई हैव रिसीव्ड टुडे सो मेनी बाबास ब्लेसिंग्स एंड मिरेकल्स सो हाउ डू यू फील नाउ Very light. So now everything is, whatever is there, we are all having a lots and lots of Baba's blessings with us. And wishing you all the best. Om Shanti. Thank you for being with us.